Lisa is on the line, and she's tired of hearing us talk about us. Lisa, let's talk about you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Good. Tell us what's going on there. You're a little frustrated about something at your house.
Well, I am. I have a home that faces full west, and I do have some trees out front, but over the years, the porch has been, the wood board just, it doesn't hold paint. I have stripped, I have stained, I have stripped and stained, and it just doesn't seem to hold up. Can you help, please?
Okay. All right. Well, just a couple questions there. So, any idea approximately how big that that porch is? Is it your front porch?
It is my front porch. I would say it's probably 8 feet by 36 feet.
Okay. All right. Nice, big, long southern porch there. So now when you're standing at your front door and looking out, are the boards running left and right or are they running straight out?
They're left and right.
Okay. That's one of the challenges because it prevents water from running off directly as it would if it was running straight out because the water hits it, it flows right out. So you're probably getting a little bit of pooling of water, though minor. That's one of the things that's making it a little harder. Certainly, you mentioned the sun, which is never going to make it easy to keep paint on it and so forth. So that's one of the other things. And I assume it's probably a tongue and groove type of flooring?
No, it's not. It's a five-quarter.
Okay. All right. So it's 5/4 by 6. Okay. So you have drainage. So water drips between the boards under your porch.
It does.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. So one of the things that I would do is certainly the preparation of any surface that you're going to paint is going to be very important. And so if you use, whether it's a mechanical sander of some type, or a lot of times I'll tell you what a lot of people use is what we call a pole sander, P-O-L-E, pole sander, that the guys that do drywall use. It has a handle on it about 4 or 5 feet long. It has a little sanding pad that's about 3 inches by 8 inches, and they use it to sand the drywall. Well, I tell you, that makes it really easy to sand a wood floor like this without, you know, spending too much time on it. I would use an 80 grit sandpaper, go with the grain, so you're going to be going left to right, and you're not trying to take all the paint off. You're just trying to etch it and trying to smooth it out a little bit and trying to just get any loose paint that you may have off of that surface. Then you're wiping it down well. Use a mop to try to keep you off your knees as much as possible there. Then the real key thing at this point, since you have a problem situation, is to use a good quality bonding primer, an exterior bonding primer. Now, what that does is it'll kind of lock in everything, lock in whatever you have there, the residual that's left on the deck. It'll kind of lock it in really well, and you're ready to put a good quality porch and deck enamel on top of that. Now, I'm not sure what you've used in the past, but this combination, it really works really well. The bonding primer will really do create a really good surface for the porch and deck enamel, and I think you'll see that it'll hold up better than it ever has before. Does that make sense?
It does. Do you have a preference between latex or an oil-based?
Well, I tell you, I've always enjoyed using the oil base on something like this, but there's a lot of argument or discussion in that the acrylic latexes have more, let's say, elasticity. So when you have those cold mornings and hot afternoons because of the sun, you got a lot of movement in that wood. So I will say the acrylic latexes that are available in the porch and deck enamel right now are better than they've ever been before. So, and it's a lot easier to use, and you don't have so much of a drying time issue. So I think either way is really good. I don't know. I've been using a lot of latex lately, and that's probably might be a good way for you to go. A lot more do-it-yourself friendly.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, Lisa. Sorry you're a little frustrated there, but...
No, it's okay. It'll all be good.
I think this will help you a little bit.
I think so, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you as well. Appreciate you being part of the show.